Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jeff Bird. And now, play ball. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Hile steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball four. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Heil reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Randall reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards the mound. Goltz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ewing hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew bunts towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stagg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley scores. Carew moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staggs hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Baylor reaches second base with a double. McKay goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Twins. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ewing takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Golds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staggs moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staggs scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive towards short. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Tom Johnson now pitching. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ewing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Velez moves to second. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woods bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to third. Ewing moves to second. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Carew, and towards Randall, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Velez scores. Ewing moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Blue Jays 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Vukovich now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staggs hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-4 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.